This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. A look now at a different side of higher education. Shirley Tilghman, Princeton University's first female president, will be stepping down at the end of the academic year. Her 11 years there have been full of changes in higher ed, just as changes in biology and genetics dominated her career as a molecular biologist before she became president. Tilghman was part of the committee that set up the Human Genome Project. But for Shirley Tilghman, increasing access to education has been her greatest passion and overriding mission as president.
You know, I would have to say that the aspect of Princeton that I am most proud of during my 11-plus years has been the increased access that we have provided for low-income students. When I came, something like 38% of our freshman class was on financial aid or was receiving financial aid, and that aid was in the form of both grants, outright grants, as well as loans. Today, over 60% of the class is receiving aid, and it's all in the form of grants. We eliminated loans in 2001.
Wow.
The other thing that has happened is the absolute value of that grant has dramatically increased from about $15,000 in 2001. Now it is $38,000. So we are absolutely laser focused on increasing affordability and increasing access for students, not just in the United States, but around the world, and to be sure that resources are not limiting a student's aspiration to come to Princeton.
What do you think a young woman who wants to embrace a scientific career looks forward to in this era that perhaps you didn't see when you were starting out?
Well, the first thing that a young woman would see today that certainly was not there when I began my career were role models. There are many more women who have pursued really successful careers in science, and I think that's a source of real assistance, I think, for young women who want to pursue careers in science. Having said that, I would also say that we are still not where we need to be in all branches of science. When women tend to still be underrepresented in physics, mathematics, in some branches of engineering, although not all. Where women have really thrived is in my own field, which is life sciences, and to a certain extent in chemistry as well. So we've come a long way, as the ad says, but we've still got a long way to go.
The post-presidency options for someone at Princeton are somewhat unique. I know you've said you're going back to teaching and you want to go back to the scientific work that you did before you became president. But, you know, unique to Princeton, you could also, you know, follow Woodrow Wilson and be president or follow Michelle Obama and be first lady. Is there something daunting about the historical figures, particularly in the sciences, who have had such an impact on the world, who come from Princeton, either at Princeton University or the Institute for Advanced Study, those kinds of things?
You know, my model for how to make a contribution after being president of the university is actually my predecessor, Harold Shapiro. He has served in volunteer capacities in the federal government, at the UN, even in the Olympics. And I'm very taken with his model of being a public servant and using my experience at Princeton to contribute to both higher education policy as well as science policy.
During the 11 years you've been at Princeton, has the ice cream been just as good at Thomas Sweet?
It's very good at Thomas Sweet, but Thomas Sweet now has a great competitor in town, an upstart named Bent Spoon, and there is great debates on campus about which of those two ice cream stores are better.
Well, good luck to you, Shirley Tilghman.
Thank you so much, John. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Shirley Tilghman, outgoing president of Princeton University, retiring after this academic year.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.